Just like last week, we can start with the Namo Tassa phrase, because there was some wish for some more chanting, and it's a nice way to start a Dharma talk. It's a homage to the Buddha, and since we're practicing his teachings here, it's might be nice to pay homage to him. So if you know the phrase, please join in, because like I said last week, my chanting voice is not like the best. So, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. So last week started with the topic of balancing effort. Just to give a very brief overview of what I said last week, talked about that the balancing of effort is integral to our meditation practice. Just like a string instrument needs to be balanced, or tuned rather, so does our practice needs tuning too, to get the right amount of effort. And it's not that we can tune it once and then it's going to be good for the rest of our lives. Just like a string instrument, we need to keep doing this, keep tuning it, keep looking at our effort and if it's too much or too little. And in the West, there might be actually a tendency to strive a little bit too much, to put in too much effort. We can start to recognize this tendency if we have it. Recognize what does it feel like in the body, what does it feel like in the mind to strive, to want, to get somewhere. And the other thing we can do is to relax, to remind ourselves to relax, to bring in an intention of relaxation and dropping into the present moment. And of course, if we invite ourselves to relax, that we're not attached to that we actually relax, but it's more of a wholesome intention that we have for ourselves. So we'll continue this topic. And I want to start with like, how much effort do we actually need in our meditation practice? And the answer is that it depends. And it can depend on several factors, our energy levels, how we're doing the day, if there's a lot of stress, or maybe we're just tired. And sometimes we do need to put in a little bit more effort than other times. Maybe when there's a strong physical sensation, something really painful going on, we might need to kind of put a little bit more effort to be with that, because else we'll just kind of sink away and it's just going to be hard. Or same with strong emotions or feelings. Or even with the other side of effort, which is the sleepiness or the dullness. Also then we can step up a little bit and put in a bit more effort. And a way to do that is to investigate. To use investigation. What is it actually like if we feel like we don't have enough effort? Be really present for what is going on, really curious about what is going on. But even when these kind of states are present and we try to put in a little bit more effort, we should still be aware of this tendency to apply too much effort, because even then we can overexert ourselves and tense up in body and mind. And so if we notice we are tensing up, that we get tense, then we might want to investigate, are we implying too much effort? So it's often, not always, like I said, but often very helpful to relax our efforts. Now I'd like to kind of do an exercise where we can see like how much effort we usually need. So not in the extreme situations, but just in a normal situation, like how relaxed can our effort actually be? So to do this exercise, we'll touch our fingertips like this. And you can leave your eyes open or closed, whatever you prefer. It's about really tuning into, like, knowing that the fingertips are touching. And is that hard or is it easy to know that the fingertips are touching?
Easy.
It's very easy, huh? Yeah. That is all the effort you need. Just is knowing the fingertips are touching. You can let go again. It is just this simple. And one of my teachers is Sayadaw Utejaniya, a Burmese monk. And he has this phrase that I've used in my practice a lot. And like for years and years and years, I've been saying this over and over again during the day. And this is, simply remind yourself to be in the present moment. That's all the effort you need. Just a simple reminding ourselves. Oh yeah, this present moment, this moment. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what is going on, what we're aware of. Just being aware of this present moment, a simple knowing of the touch, simple knowing of a thought, a simple knowing of a sound. Not making a whole big deal about it, just a simple knowing of the sense objects. Yeah, be here now, yeah. You can practice it even now while I'm talking. Like just a simple knowing of the sound. Simple knowing of your feet touching the floor. A simple knowing of your hands touching. There's almost no effort needed to notice. Very, very little effort. So, in general, there's actually really no need to strive or to apply a lot of effort. Because the object's already here, knowing is already here. So very, very often it's helpful to relax our effort. And if we do recognize that we apply too much effort, that will happen, of course. Then we can remind ourselves of this little exercise with the fingers touching. Remind ourselves of only this present moment, knowing what's happening now. That's all the effort we need. So, what about when there's too little effort? This also happens, of course. That is when we, for example, are lazy. We don't really want to meditate right now. Even when we're sitting here, we come to a meditation class like this and we sit in meditation. We're like, oh, I don't really want to meditate. Let me go off in this fantasy or this thought train. This is much nicer. I don't want to really put in any effort. That can happen, even if we have the intention to sit here and meditate. And it can also express as a spacing out, just kind of spacing out, not really clear where we are with our attention. It can be just getting lost in fantasy or thoughts, or a feeling of fogginess or cloudiness, or this sinking mind, as they call it. Like you're kind of sinking mind, like you're being trapped in the swamp, kind of like hanging in there. And sometimes think of a koala. Like the koala has just about enough energy to not fall out of his tree, but that's about it, you know? That's how we sit here, like we're. And what can be the case if this happens, if all these expressions of little effort, not enough energy, not enough effort, is that there might be that there's not enough interest in the present moment. So what I was saying, in being interested can perk us up a little bit again. Investigating the dullness or the drowsiness or the spacing out. And sometimes we think like, oh, this dullness, this spaciousness, this spaciness, I really can't be present for this. This is just too spaced out. But when we start to actually be curious about it, we notice that we can actually be present for this spaciness or the dullness or the drowsiness. And we might actually sink into maybe a more of a sleepy state. But all the way up to falling asleep, we can follow this whole process. We can follow like this nodding away, for example. We can follow like, oh yeah, and then waking up again. And so it's actually a really interesting way of meditating with drowsiness or dullness, because it gives us a whole different thing that we normally don't really pay attention to, because we just feel like, oh, I'm gonna space out now. And if we do have the intention to stay with it, to be present for it, it can be really interesting. It can be really fun to watch that if we also are not attached to staying awake, because just letting that happen, letting the falling asleep happen, is helpful in that process, because else we're just cultivating aversion again towards this state. And sometimes it can help to ask ourselves questions to get this investigation and curiosity going, like how does it really feel in the body, in the mind? How does it express in the mind? We can recognize pleasantness, unpleasantness. Sometimes it can be really pleasant to feel really dull, and sometimes it can be really unpleasant. We can look at that. How does it feel? And what can also help is having an intention to be interested. Like, oh, may I be interested in this mind state? Kind of like forming a wholesome intention. Or intention to cultivate more energy. May there be more energy. Sometimes it can help. It doesn't always help, but it is a tool in our toolbox, as I often say. And an important point here is that sometimes we are just tired, and we are just, you know, our body is tired or our mind is tired, and we actually need to rest instead of meditate. And then it's important to take the rest, to really, you know, take a nap or rest in whatever way is helpful for you, or go to bed if you're doing your evening meditation and you're actually noticing, oh, I'm actually falling asleep here. And I once heard a Dharma teacher, I don't remember who it was, but this teacher was giving a test to see, am I dull or drowsy in a way of like the hindrance dullness or drowsiness can express, or am I really sleepy and really need rest? And the test is to bring up your favorite fantasy. For me, it's like being in a tropical beach with a fruit cocktail. And then see if your mind perks up. If your mind perks up, then it's probably the hindrance. If the mind is still super dull and you can't engage at all in this fantasy, then you're probably just, you know, tired and you need rest. So when there's little effort present, little energy, then we can cultivate the interests. We can have this intention to be interested, or take the rest if we need to. And so, to sum up so far, is that we sometimes strive too much, and we apply too much effort, and sometimes we apply too little effort. And when we strive too much, then we tense up mentally and physically. And when we apply too little effort, we tend to sink away in dullness and drowsiness. And this balancing of those two states and just having just enough energy for a balanced meditation is this continuing process, like tuning this harp or any string instrument for that matter. And we need to tune this over and over again. So we can also, in that sense, know that it's not a personal failure if we get out of balance. It's just a natural way of things unfolding for everyone. And of course, we use mindfulness to see what's happening. Are we striving too much? Are we applying too much effort? Or are we not applying enough effort? And then once we know what's going on, and once we've detected that in our mindfulness, then we can steer in the right direction. And maybe we need to drop into the present moment a little bit more, instead of trying to get something or somewhere, or maybe we need to cultivate a little bit more interest, instead of letting the mind sink into this swamp-like state. The American Thai forest monk, Thanissaro Bhikkhu, he says, meditation is a skill, and mastering it should be enjoyable in the same way that mastering any other rewarding skill can be. End quote. So what he's saying here is really an invitation to have fun in this process. It doesn't have to be like another project that we have to do in our meditation. It doesn't have to be like, oh, we have to do now, we have to look at this effort thing, and it's all going to be complicated. No, it's going to be, it can be a fun journey of exploring, of learning, of growing. It's just a process of discovery. It's not that we can do it wrong, it's just an exploration, learning a new skill. And even the Buddha, when he was still an unenlightened wandering monk, had to balance his efforts. So it's a natural process. And we can't really expect to stay tuned all the time. And in fact, we can expect ourselves to get out of tune, basically. And the invitation by Thanissaro Bhikkhu is to enjoy this process of tuning. And I'd like to end with a quote from the Buddha. And for those interested, it's the first sutta in the Samyutta Nikaya. And the Buddha says, by not halting and by not straining, I crossed the flood. Crossing the flood means attaining awakening. When I came to a standstill, then I sank. But when I struggled, I got swept away. It is in this way that by not halting and by not straining, I crossed the flood. Thank you for your kind attention.